You're listening to a special episode of the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, in which Ryan and I veer off topic just a little bit, or maybe more than a little bit, onto a topic that doesn't necessarily fit the movie we were talking about. So sit back and enjoy this episode of What the Fuck Was That?
Ryan, we had the Snyder Cut of Justice League, and it was generally accepted as better than the theatrical cut, albeit twice as long. Now, the fans have a new movement, Restore the Snyderverse, where they want Warner Brothers to make all of the movies that Snyder set up with his cut of Justice League. Can we just make it stop?
Well, you know what they're going to end up doing, and what I would end up doing. Obviously they don't want to commit to that. They're, you know, further down the line, I guess, in their plans, hopefully. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they have no idea what they're doing and they just want to be stubborn. I don't know. But I think what they could do and is reasonable to think that they will do is turn Snyder's vision into actual comics. And so we'll get out there in that sense. I don't think there's, I think at this point, I would be shocked, you know, if they did any more. Although, you know what? They're working on so many different timelines right now. Maybe they have a Snyder timeline. They have another timeline. You know, I mean, I don't think that was ever the intention. And I think this would have, and I don't know how many people signed up for HBO Max and what this did for the numbers. It would have needed to be just gigantic, and yeah, I mean, okay, demand all you want, but I don't see it happening. I think Warner Brothers is reluctant to go down that path because there's no telling if anyone will like the next movie or whatnot. So,
right. I think the Snyder Cut had the luxury of having something to compete against.
Yes.
Whereas what goes forward would not, and they're not going to give him two bites at every apple. And they've already said they're not going to. They said, we did this and we're done. But they did say we'd never see the Snyder Cut. So I hope Warner Brothers actually sticks to their guns and this just dies out.
I mean, I don't care what they do as long as they actually formulate a plan and go in and make, you know, a cohesive universe, which is what they've kind of failed to do at this point.
Yeah, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to take your common sense and leave the store because this is Warner Brothers, not Marvel. So we don't sell plans here.
Zack Snyder has come out and said, talking about how Warner Brothers hated Batman versus Superman. And I think that's interesting because I think ultimately that may have been true, but that definitely was not the case when the movie first came out or before it came out. Because that was, I got to go do the junket for that one, and they were genuinely shocked that anyone thought that Batman versus Superman was going to be divisive. They were really, really shocked by that idea. And so I think ultimately they may not have liked where the reaction to Batman versus Superman, but I don't think that it would be accurate to say that they hated it, you know, from the start. I think they were actually into it and they just didn't realize how
not into it a lot of other people were.
Well, I mean, they made some radical choices about Superman. And that's pretty gutsy. But you're going to lose a lot of people because that's not Superman as most people know him. He's, you know, Superman has been a lot of different things over the years. But that, you know, the darker Superman, I think, was not something that a lot of people were wanting to see. And
plus I don't, and just to end this really quick, cause I'm tired of talking about the Snyderverse. They said they're not going to make it. And judging by the tone of the Suicide Squad trailer, that is not, that could not exist in the Snyderverse.
No.
So can we please be done? Now, talking about that trailer and what that movie is going to be is a completely separate thing. And I don't want to do it right now because I'm not prepared for that. But I do have strong opinions about that trailer. But tonally, it does not fit with what people could not ask for that and the Snyderverse unless they accepted completely different universes. And I don't think they want that. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I don't know if they know what they want.
Well, I think it can exist in the Harley universe.
Yeah, well, I have my opinions about the Harley universe too. But it clearly does exist in the Harley Quinn universe, and the universe of the first Suicide Squad. But yeah, it does not mesh with the Snyderverse at all. That is not where that movie lives. So I don't think they can do it. I don't think they could do it and keep a unified cinematic thing. I just don't think they can do it. So,
you have to build a bridge. I mean, you have to, you know, I mean, the Guardians built a bridge so that you could have the third Thor film, you know? And so I think you could do it, but you can't do it with one or two films. You have to do it with three or four. And I don't know that they're prepared to do that.
And a plan, which we know they're not prepared to do. So there you go. That's all we're going to talk about on that. So RIP the Snyderverse. That's where I'm at. Hashtag RIP the Snyderverse. So more movies coming. We will be talking about them. But until then, don't forget to like us, follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast, or go to the website, vsmoviepodcast.com. Give us your email. We will not spam you. I promise you'll just get notified of what we're doing and what we're talking about. So till next time. I'm Mark. That's Ryan. Bye, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
We'll talk to everyone later. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of What the Fuck Was That? And if you enjoyed what you heard, make sure you listen to the rest of the episodes of the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. You can find us on iTunes and Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, any place you want to listen. And don't forget to like us, leave us feedback, follow us on Twitter and Facebook if you'd like. Till next time, we'll see you around.